Spectrum Health's labs have routinely conducted roughly 4,000 COVID-19 tests per day. The current test positivity rate on a rolling 7-day average is 18.6%. That means COVID is rapidly spreading throughout the community.
These people who get admitted tend to be far sicker than your average pneumonia patient, for instance, and so the resources required to care for them, both from staff and everything else, is much more.
Back in early October, the hospital was caring for 35 COVID-19 patients. Today, the inpatient number is 345.
When you talk to some of our doctors and nurses, they've never taken care of this many very sick patients at the same time.
Dr. Daryl Elmucci is president of Spectrum Health West Michigan. The hospital is projecting the number of COVID patients to increase dramatically by early December.
So somewhere between 600 and 1,200, going up from 345 where we are today. I want to remind everyone that all of these estimates are just that, in estimates.
The hope is the recent warmer weather and people getting outdoors may lower the number of new cases. Still, Spectrum is expanding outside of its intensive care unit.
So some of our beds that we've used for medical patients or surgical patients are being converted to intensive care patients. That's how we're getting some intensive care capacity.
Sean Ulrich is chief nurse executive with Spectrum Health West Michigan.
The other thing we're doing is holding on certain types of surgeries for now.
Those are mostly inpatient elective surgeries. Spectrum has cross-trained much of its staff to work in the ICU, which is helpful as doctors and nurses are also contracting the disease. I'm Patrick Center.